God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Oh, good evening, friends. Welcome into Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. Tonight, taking a look at what our liberty and freedom. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Before I get into it tonight, let's take a look at Philippians 4 through 9 tonight. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It goes on to say this, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard in me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Again, that's Philippians 4 through 9. Friends, as we get started here, it's time to stop whining and complaining and making excuses about things. It's time to stop giving explanations. It's time for us to start looking at life with joy. Look, I know the last 3 years has just been grumpiness, grumpiness after grumpiness. But you know what? We're living in the world, so we need to live for Christ in all that we do. Friends, some reasons I have just to be thankful. All of my children, except one, friends, they were all born in the 21st century. I've been married to a wonderful woman during all of, 25 years. It's amazing. Friends, I moved on from a stable job, which I thought I might never leave, and I've been able to be used in bringing many people throughout the United States into knowledge of Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit, not just through the radio, not just through podcasting and blogging, but in person, through traveling throughout the whole country. It's just been amazing. I have some great friends, and I have better understood what a true friend really is. Understanding what love really is. Learning that it isn't just through the good times that things are so good. It's through the pain and the struggle, and learning who you can trust and who you can't trust. Learning who your real friends really are. I'm blessed to be discipled by an incredible man of God, not just now, but many times in my life years ago. I'm involved in a great discipleship group where we encourage and challenge each other in our faith in Jesus Christ. Friends, throughout the world, people are talking about loving God more. Yes, some are struggling with Him, but you know what? We need to see the good. We need to take a discerning look at what God is calling us to do and do it. We need to love Him in all that we do. More than ever, it seems that people are searching for the truth. Yes, I know some are just seeking for their truth. I get that. But there are people who are seeking real truth, the truth of God. What a great opportunity for us not to only talk about the truth, but also to show people the truth in love through our actions. Friends, the Church of Christ is making some difficult decisions in determining the definition of the church. Friends, even people whom I would call pew sitters are beginning to recognize the need for something to be done. How about you? What are the good things that happened to you on this day What are the good things that happened to you at the beginning of this year? What can you praise God for today? Friends, have we had troubles in this country and as a world? Well, yeah, of course. Have we had troubles in our families? Well, I can honestly say I think the answer is most likely yes. However, we need to focus in on the good things and rejoice in the Lord always in his ways. I encourage you to do that tonight. This is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Dezurek, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I'll be sharing with you about what our liberty and freedom later on. Again, I'll be sharing with you out of Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, written by Katie Erickson tonight. I think we need to begin to understand what is real freedom? What is liberty? Why? Well, it seems many of us have just forgotten and we've moved ourselves into slavery without even realizing it. I'll dig into that when we come back. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
As I begin this Fastcast, I'd like to encourage you to go read Psalm 51, 17. Remember how Adam walked with the Lord? Well, friends, letting our work become an overflow of who we are as we walk daily with Him is to keep in step with the Holy Spirit. In this way, we give God what He actually wants. Not what we think He wants, but what He actually wants. Galatians 5:25 states, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." To dig more into this idea, go check out Chad Kuhn's blog post titled, "Jesus Doesn't Want My Sock Monkey."
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org as we continue on tonight here for Do Not Keep Silent. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You can also find this resource I'll be sharing with you out of at worldviewwarriors.org. Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, written by Katie Erickson. In this resource, she digs into tough questions, things like, are fear and worry real? What is marriage? One man and one woman? What is marriage? Why can't it be redefined? As well as, is homosexuality a sin? Also, a question people ask is, why does God allow suffering? Again, the importance of natural law, what is it? And how about this one? How can I be thankful in all circumstances? I encourage you to go check this out at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, written by Katie Erickson. Tonight, I'll take a look at what are liberty and freedom. Thanks for tuning in to the program. Friends, these two words, liberty and freedom, appear to be the same thing on the surface. But really, there is a difference. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, freedom can be defined as the quality or state of being free, such as the absence or necessity, coercion, or constraint in choice or action. Freedom is the power to decide your actions. Liberty can be defined as the power to do as one pleases. So basically, liberty is being able to do what you want to do, while freedom is the power to have that liberty. Clear as mud, right? Well, as a person living in America, we have both liberty and freedom, politically speaking. We are able to do what we want, and we can decide our own actions. But friends, as I shared previously, because of God's natural law, every choice and action has consequences, whether good or bad. So there's consequences, bad consequences, or good benefits that come. For example, I have the freedom to decide to tell a lie. I have the liberty to be able to do that. But natural law says that at some point I will reap the consequence of that action. Perhaps I will be found out and a relationship will be ruined. Or perhaps I lied about knowing how to do something and the consequence is that someone gets physically hurt when I didn't really do it correctly or safely. Even though I have the freedom to decide to lie and the liberty to do it, I will reap the consequence of those choices. Friends, spiritually, things work basically the same way. Every person has the freedom to decide whether they will believe in Jesus Christ and the freedom to decide whether they will truly follow him with their whole life or simply be a Christian in name only, which, of course, I encourage you not to do. In the United States, each person has the liberty to be able to follow Jesus. However, in a country that does not approve of Christianity, such as China or some Middle Eastern countries, the people have freedom, but not liberty. A person in China is free to decide to follow Jesus, but they do not have liberty to do so politically. They can still follow Jesus, but it needs to be much more undercover than here in the United States, for example. But who grants us either freedom or liberty? Well, I'll dig into that later on, answer that question in just a bit. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Mazurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
Romans 13 tells us that everyone should be subject to the governing authorities and that there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Friends, in the United States of America, who has God established as the governing authorities? Well, we see in the U.S. Constitution's preamble that it's really clear. We, the people of the United States, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Friends, that's right. We, the people, equal governing authorities. To learn more about this, we'll find our blog post titled, Who Are the Governing Authorities in the USA?
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. So appreciate you being with me here for the program tonight. Been digging into this much, not just recently, but even in the past, distant past. Go check out Romans 13. Very encouraging there. It says, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. As you just heard, friends, in the United States of America, we the people equal the governing authorities. And those who work for we the people, they are the subjects to that governing authority. So who grants us either freedom or liberty? Well, friends, yes, we must abide by the laws of the land or face the consequences. But let's not forget, the law of the land in the United States of America is the United States Constitution. Anything that goes against the United States Constitution, well, I will call it what it is, an illegal law. If it goes against the United States Constitution, it's null and void right away. And friends, spiritually, it is only Christ who can give us freedom. Galatians 5:1 explains it like this. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. We have freedom to decide our actions because Christ has died to set us free from sin. We can decide whether to live in sin or to live in grace. Galatians 5:4-5 says, you who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. Our choice is God or sin, law or grace. Liberty, being able to do what we want to do, comes only from Christ as well. Often referred to as the doo-doo passage, Romans 7:15 through 17 says, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate to do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. as it is. It is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. Friends, that is the Apostle Paul wrestling with liberty right there. And I think every one of us can identify with the struggle. We know what we should do, but we are not able to do it because of sin in our lives, on our own, and stuck in our sinful nature. Friends, we don't have the liberty to do what God would want us to do or to be obedient to Him. But with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, we have liberty to receive the Spirit's strength and at least do better with our obedience to God's calling. Friends, with that in mind, what do freedom and liberty look like in your own life? Have you been set free from the sin that holds you captive? Do you have the liberty to be obedient to what God is calling you to do? Again, tonight, sharing with you out of Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, written by Katie Erickson. You can dig more into this, finding it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I do encourage you to check that out. Again, find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. And with that in mind, friends, just want to continue helping us to understand the incredible responsibility we truly have in this nation.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
As I begin this Fastcast, I encourage you to go read our blog post titled, Who Are the Governing Authorities in the USA Today? We need to keep in mind that we, the people, are actually the governing authorities in the United States. According to Romans 13 and in our form of government, God has established we, the people, as the governing authorities in this nation, and that is an incredible responsibility. If the subjects who are the elected officials and those who work for them decide to rebel against the governing authorities, well, we see in Romans 13 that they are rebelling against what God himself has instituted, and that they will bring judgment unto themselves. Again, go find our blog post titled, Who Are the Governing Authorities in the USA Today?
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org, helping us to understand the importance of the United States Constitution even more and how this all works. Let me just share with you this little story. One day, Ron, who is the owner of a home, needed to move with his family to another state. He decided to rent this property and found Joe and his family to rent it while he was living out of state. Ron moved to this new property to live, and Joe started renting from Ron. Month after month, Joe paid Ron his rent, and months became years. After 15 years of renting, Joe figured out that he had paid Ron what the house was worth and decided to stop paying rent. After the first month of not paying the rent, Ron contacted Joe about this, and Joe told Ron, oh, don't worry, I'll pay you soon. I've come under some really difficult times. Well, this took place for 3 months straight and still no payment. So Ron decided to take a trip to the house that Joe was renting from him and found that Joe was now claiming the house to be his own. Joe would not let Ron in the house. Ron also noticed that some things were now changed to favor what Joe wanted and liked, even though Ron had not agreed to these changes. Joe made claims that others in quote-unquote power had given him permission to make the changes that he wanted, and he no longer needed Ron's permission because times had changed. Yet, Ron was the one who held the deed to the property and was the rightful owner. Ron was the one with the rightful claim to the property. Friends, some of you hearing this might say, well, of course Ron owned the home, plus he had the deed. Well, friends, I believe this little story shows a great parallel going on in our country right now. The renters are our representatives, claiming to be the government in the United States of America, when all they really are is effectively the renters of a position held in an office that the owners, we the people, have given them permission to hold. Friends, the owners have given the renters a certain boundary to work within, and many of them are working outside of their boundary now, effectively rebelling against we the people. We the people are the authority that God himself put into place. And that is according to Romans 13. How can I make this claim? Well, friends, it's because we the people hold the deed, the United States Constitution. And friends, what does it say about rebels in Romans 13? Well, this is what it states, friends. Consequently, whoever rebels, subjects and representatives, rebels against the authority, we the people, is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those subjects and representatives who do so will be bring judgment to themselves, subjects and representatives. Friends, those aren't my words. Those are straight up scripture. I encourage you to greatly think about it. Again, go check out Romans 13 to understand this even more. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Again, Romans 13, starting in verse 1, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you doing wrong, be afraid of, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of consequence. Again, when you put those in proper perspective for our form of government, reading that really should open your eyes and your mind to what's really going on in our nation. This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. My name is Jason Mazurek, your host for the program. Again, so appreciative of you being here for the program. Taking us out of here with one more fast cast. And go find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
As believers in Jesus Christ, we are called to be subject to the government put into place by God. In the United States of America, we've been given a very unique responsibility and place in our government. In Romans 13, there are terms that need to be defined in order for its citizens to understand what this text is saying for our time and our culture. Without reading into the text and making it what one wants it to say, I'd encourage you to go find our blog post written on Romans 13, titled Who Are the Governing Authorities in the USA, to understand more on this. Because, friends, the terms that need to be defined are governing authorities and subjects.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. So appreciate you being with us here. Friends, Worldview Warriors equip students to impact this generation for Jesus Christ. We invest in students and their families in numerous ways through our podcast, our blog, our radio programming, even our books that are available online at worldviewwarriors.org, not just in paperback, but even on Kindle as well. Friends, we travel all over the United States as well, encouraging and equipping students and adult leaders to live for Jesus Christ in everything they do. Want to go check out worldviewwarriors.org right now. Appreciate you doing that. And again, we are a group of godly leaders passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. We engage students, parents, and grandparents with relevant biblical discussion and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation. You'll find our resources online, many free resources available there for you to go find. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You can also find our Facebook page there, Worldview Warriors. Why not go like and follow that? Do Not Keep Silent as well for our Facebook page. You can also find a Facebook page for Worldview Warriors Publishing. Why not go like and follow that? And, well, you'll find out about our resources available there. Again, Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, written by Katie Erickson. Who is Jesus and why does Jesus matter? And is homosexuality really a sin? How should we define marriage and why? What is the purpose to life? Why should I read the Bible and why should I pray? Or how should I pray? It can be difficult, friends, to find answers to questions like these and to discern what the world says versus what the Bible says. Well, friends, this resource, this book will guide you to biblical answers to these and many others' life's challenging questions. Friends, I encourage you to find that online. You got tough questions? Well, the Bible has the answer. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. And don't be a pushover.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.